My name is Suzanne Ton. I work for the Trout Museum in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. And the Trout Museum is a museum about different cultures. We've got collections from Africa, Indonesia, the Dutch Indies, from all around the world. And we tell stories related to that collection. And I'm responsible for the multimedia productions in the museum and also for the productions online. Our main theme is every object got a story, but most objects got different kinds of story. It's the story about the maker, where did the object come from, how did it get here, why is it used. And I think especially with all kind of multimedia, you can tell all those different kinds of stories, not just one story. We joined the Wiki Loves Art project because we wanted to engage more audiences, and it was an easy way to reach that goal. We had we've got an audio guide in the museum, and we've already selected a number of objects to walk their routes. So we selected those objects, we made a separate map for the Wiki Loves Art project, and we put those objects online, and that was it. people could come and visit the museum, put their photos online, and that was all the work we had to do. We didn't have contact with other museums during the project. I had contact with one or two museums before the project, who were doubting if they wanted to join the project. And I was very enthusiastic because I thought it was an easy way to join, to engage new audiences. And you just have to make a list of objects and put them online, and the rest is happening by itself. We got in contact with the Wiki Foundation about a month before the project. And during that month, there wasn't a lot of time to get a lot of publicity from both sides to reach the audiences as well. I think there should have been more time to spread the word physically and online as well. I'm not afraid of a loss of income. I know some people in museums are, but the last time there's been a change of that ID, I think about 2-3 years ago, the same project wouldn't have happened in the museum because people would have been afraid to put the collection online. And now we look at it in a different way. It's a new way to spread the stories from the collection, and they aren't our objects. You want to spread it, and in the end, I think more people will visit the museum and look online as well. I don't think you have to put the information from the museum just on the Trout Museum website, but also on other websites, because people don't know about the Trout Museum, but they go to the Wikipedia and look up information about an Indonesian or whatever. And then they see information about that object, and they see, oh, they've got a similar object in the Trout Museum. That's interesting. I'm going to Amsterdam, so let's visit the real thing. And the Wiki Loves Art project was a good starting point to get in contact with the Wikimedia Foundation. Because from I think last month we've been talking about other projects as well. I can't discuss anything yet, but there will be more online from Wikimedia and the Trout Museum soon.